don't know if I would go as far as Mr. Marinovich to say the attorney is wrong, but I don't think the law is clear. I think it's muddy, partially because the law was only enacted since year 2000. That's nothing in terms of the law. But, and I know there's litigation going on. I don't know what ultimately the end result will be in court. But I don't think it's either one. I don't think it's unfit. But more importantly, this is my opinion, for this board, for this district, I think there's going to be an issue of where money is going to be coming from, and there needs to be support from the public. And so I think the transparency and involvement of the committee is going to have a very strong effect on the public. Precluding the committee from having an effect is also going to have a strong effect. And so, we're just offering a bit of advice.
My comments were not to suggest that the folks were going to discount anything that you had to say, and at the risk of giving Mr. Marinovich a heart attack, say what the lawyer did say, but if you want, I can tell you individually, or if you want me to go ahead and say what I said, I have to do it. I have my notes, but they're kind of indirect conflict for what you're saying. He wasn't a very good fan of Kalbach. So Kalbach is behind the movement to have the CDOC more active in the role of the city. That's their sole focus.
I'm taking off my Christmas card.
Go ahead.
My initial comment, I don't believe to be answered at this moment, but my initial comment, and call of the question was, what is this board's position on that? And so I think that's a crucial issue that this board needs to address with the committee and the public.
Ms. Hoff, and then Mr. McCurry, and Mr. Wilson, and then Mr. Guerrero, and Mr. Neal. Go ahead.
I think we're all very conscious of the public needing to have a good perception of what we're doing with bond money. And we're conscious of the fact that these discussions are very much impacting that. We would like to have positive discussions. We would like to have positive back and forth. Because the more we get negative, the more negative everything is, it's really hard for us, I think, to listen to that. It's hard for us to keep, you know, the same conversations over and over. And it's hard for the public to separate all those things that were done with bond money in the past with the current administration and board, because they're not as keen on who's who as you are and some of the members that come from the public to all the meetings. So I think what I'd like to see is a more positive conversation going about so that we can move the schools forward and do the good work that we need to do, because we know these schools are in high need and we have to have that going. And I really would hope that what I feel sometimes is threatened. I feel like it's a threat that you're using or that sometimes the statements made are threats to, you know, undermine what we're trying to do, and I don't think that is a good idea. Just the fact that you're up here asking about disrespecting the chair, and nobody has disrespected the chair. Somebody obviously threw that idea out there, and people ran with it. I don't know who, I don't know why. We've never said you're not doing good work. We don't appreciate it, but in my opinion, this isn't an advisory committee. It's advising. It is an oversight committee for the bond work. It isn't about you guys are to do. You have to keep those separate. You have to be separate from the board. You're not the board of trustees. So I would appreciate that there be a separation between those two roles. You're conscious of that. You're representing people, and you're representing a lot of them, I'm sure. I personally, before I ever ran or got involved on a school site committee, you could go on a school site and ask somebody about an SSC, and I bet half the parents don't know what you're talking about. But the SSC is representing parents and constituents in that school community to make decisions. But people don't know all that and all those things going on. And I'm a taxpayer. I am very keen about using the taxpayer money appropriately. I work with that. I try to identify waste and get, you know, make sure people are using funding properly in my own role as where I work. I think that everyone on this board feels the same way, but I don't feel that. I feel that there is a separation.
Well, I guess my first observation is the good or ill in this country, we decided that education is going to be delivered through a political process as opposed to a professional civil service type of process that's done in most countries of the world. That means that sometimes it's going to look more like, a big hockey game. Tough sport, particularly tough down here in Sweetwater, and that's the way it's evolved to be, and that's kind of the situation we all find ourselves in given today. What's real, the real meaning of that? Well, you know, it's all in the execution. It's all in the process. It's not, you're going to find arguments on both sides of the argument that I think you've laid out here in terms of the role of the CBOC, and I'd also point out that there's not a black and white one way or the other way.